First Peter chapter 4, verses 12 and 13.
Thank you, Lord.
I peaked that.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
To peak something is to see something.
Have mercy. Yeah.
One of the greatest strategy that Satan has going on today is to make us think that he doesn't exist. So instead, we end up fighting against what God has created, which is one another. When a person does something to you, you have to know that it's not the person that you need to focus on. Your focus must be on the spirit that is dwelling and operating in the person. There's a good spirit and there's an evil spirit. And so what Satan does is Satan will always come inside of someone's life, push them up to do something, and then run as though he had nothing to do with it. You ever dealt with someone like that when you were in school? They'll always start a fight, and when the fight gets started, they run off and say, I have nothing to do with it. And so there you are, left fighting someone who really doesn't have issues with you, but you still fight him. And that's what Satan is doing. We're fighting one another in the church. We're fighting one another in the kingdom of God. Satan started the fight, and now he's gone. And so we're fighting one another, and we're looking at one another, we're talking about one another, and at the end of the fight, we're stuck with the question, what are we fighting for? I mean, we're on the same team, working for the same God. What are we really fighting for? And Satan is somewhere over in the corner, just chilling out, and said, you see what I did again? Some people never change. We are indeed creatures of habits. Most of the time, when there's a crime, BJ, what the police department does is they send their investigators. And perhaps one of the first things they look for is the MO. Because we're too stupid to do something different. And so every time I break in the house, I go in the same way. Every time Satan comes in your life, he comes in the same way. You into trouble because they didn't want to be alone. Satan is still doing the same thing. He's trying to pull us to where he's going. And see, God is saying, but you don't have to go there. God is saying, I'll show you what you need to see. I'll give you a revelation. So when things happen to you, Peter says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials. In other words, what Peter is saying is that why are you surprised when the snake bites you? I'm talking about your friend. You knew they were wrong from the word go. Now here you are in a relationship, and now you have a need, and you're waiting on your so-called friend to come through, but you knew from the beginning they wasn't like that. Because 10 people already told you what type of person you were dealing with, but you say, he's different. She don't change. And so you find yourself going through something and you're waiting on the change, but the change never happens. And so because the change never comes, Now we get upset with what we can see, and we lose focus off the spirit. Peter says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against rulers in dark places. When you're going through something and it gets dark in your life, people will do some strange things. Houdini saw the song and it says the freaks come out at night. No, not that kind of freak. Freak meaning people do some strange stuff. Find yourself going through something. People do some strange things. And as you begin to go through, God begins to deal with you. And God deals with you because God will always give you a spirit of discernment. Now what discernment is, it's the spiritual ability to see something, to peek something, to know what's coming. And so when you find yourself going through something and God shows you something, or better yet, God shows you somebody, but yet you refuse to listen to God, you want to go in there anyway. And so as you begin to go in there, you find yourself in combat, in battle, thinking that you got a friend on your left and on your right. Come to find out, they leave you.
All right.
Peter says, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial.
Right.
Now notice he says that you're going to be tried in life, trials. But not only are you going to be tried, but they're going to be fiery. In other words, when you're going through something, it seems like Satan turns up the heat. I'm talking to somebody. Yeah, see, you thought it was just the roof. Come to find out, it's the windows too. You thought it was just the starter, and they got under the hood. Come to find out, the battery too. You thought it was just the relationship in trouble. Come to find out, somebody else is in the relationship with you. See, one thing always opened the door to something else. But God will always allow you to peek that thing. God will always allow you to see. The problem is God gives us a spirit of discernment and we give it back to him. Because we don't want to see that. Because we want to believe what we want to believe. And so in the midst of going through something, and then we get burnt, and then we say, Lord, why me? And God is saying, but I told you, I showed you, I gave it to you, and you gave it back to me. And so sometimes God has to move out of the way so that we can see him, not the person that we're dealing with, so that we can see him. When you see the person or the spirit that you're dealing with, you understand that that battle is too big for you. You understand this can't do it. You understand that strength can't that we are part of something. We're going through this thing together. Okay. Now watch this. Now God is saying that's your trouble. Those are your trials. But we're in it together. Partnership. He says right here, I want to commune with you. Commune is to come in union with something. Now it's not about him coming in union with you. It's about you being on his sheet of music. You got to dance when he says dance. You got to praise when he says praise. You got to believe when he says believe. You got to cast out demons when he says cast out. You got to do what God says. He says, I'm not coming to your sheet of music. You got to come over. Now I want you to come in union with me. I want us to be in fellowship together. I want us to sit down in the presence of your enemies. I know they're looking at you. I know they're that God will pour out His Spirit. There's an outpouring in this place today. Here, perhaps, if you don't know Christ as your personal Savior.